History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today, our guest host is Grace Buckman.
I'm Grace Buckman, and today we're speaking with Lucian and Jaylen Tabakaroo, an Aussie missionary family from Brisbane in Australia. They have three children, and since 2019, they've been on a mission in northern Vanuatu. So welcome both to History Makers. Excited to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Grace.
Tell us a little bit about your background. So where were you both born and raised?
So I grew up in Toowoomba. I was actually born in Victoria, but we migrated north when I was about 7 years old to Toowoomba. And so, yeah, that's where I grew up for a majority of my life. And then I went abroad at 23 years old after my uni degree and after teaching at a Christian school in Toowoomba. And from there, I never went back to Toowoomba. God had other plans, and I taught in various locations. And here I am in Vanuatu now.
Awesome. Praise God. And Lucian, how about yourself?
Yeah, so I was born a little bit further away. I was born in Romania in a city called Timișoara. And my father escaped Romania during communism. And so my family migrated then to Australia when I was 3 years old and grew up in South Brisbane my whole life, but still we held on to our Romanian roots through family, language and culture. One of seven children in our family, so a typical big Romanian family, but it was lots of fun growing up and attended church, attended youth group and then worked in construction most of my life.
And did both of you grow up in Christian homes as well, or was that something you found later on in life?
Yeah, I was really blessed to be born into a Christian family and grow up in the church. Mum and Dad helped plan a church, and it's always been at the essence and core of my heart, that's for sure.
Yeah, so likewise, like Jay, I was born into a Christian family. My father was actually a Romanian pastor in Brisbane, one of the first churches that was established here in Brisbane. And we were very much involved with church from a young age. And then we migrated out of the Romanian church and into an English church. And spent most of my youth at an English church. It was great growing up.
And then, of course, what you're doing now as missionaries, how did that get started? Was that something either of you thought you would be doing when you were growing up? What did that whole journey look like for you both?
I always had a heart for the nations. I can remember being in grade four and just loving learning about different cultures way back then in school, doing school projects on different countries. And so from an early age, I realized this. And then two of my best friends were from one from Africa, one from the Torres Strait Islands. And I just feel like God just put a love for people of different nations in my heart, obviously from a very young age. And so then when I, my first year of teaching, I actually went and led a missions trip to the Philippines. It was my first missions trip, and it's contagious. So that was a short-term mission. And then when I met Lucian, I was just about to go to Thailand on a mission trip with our church, and he was pretty glad to hear that, because it was something that he also carried in his heart, which is awesome.
Yeah, so through my family as well, being from Romania, Dad would travel regularly back to Romania and share the gospel. And so we were always involved in missions in some sort as a family. But through school, just like Jay, it's just wonderful how God plans these things. My best friend was a Torres Strait Islander Aboriginal as well, and I had a lot of Islander friends as well, and another friend from Nigeria as well. And so God just really put it on my heart from a young age as well. And I remember just before we came to Vanuatu, my mum said to Jay, she said, "Oh, Lucian always said when he was little that he was going to go to the Pacific somewhere and build a hospital. And here we are today, you know, doing what exactly was that. Prophesied back then in just innocent talk. And doing what God had put on our hearts.
Praise God, and what a blessing that you can do that as a family as well. And I imagine for your children, what has their journey been like as well, and how are they involved, if at all, in the mission work that you do?
So they've taken to it really, really well. As a mum bringing three young children here, the oldest being 9 at the time and the youngest being 3, I, to be honest, had to really seek God out and make sure, God, are you sure this is okay? Because I was very aware that it's a developing nation, et cetera, and all of those concerns. But they have just done incredible. Both our sons, who one is now 15 and the other son is 13, they're both fluent in Bishlama and just interact beautifully with the community. And our little girl, she understands it really well, and she speaks and she meshes the two languages together. So they're really involved with the kids' rugby program that I run every Tuesday and Thursday. So they are really involved in making sure they help set up, pack the truck full of all the equipment that we need, anything like that. So, and then obviously involved with youth group and church and with the community, any help. And yeah, they're very hands-on.
I think some of the best things that we've seen in our kids, I mean, they've adapted and they've learned to adapt in various situations, whether we're going out to the bush, whether we're going out on a ministry outreach, whether there's a disaster that's just occurred, like a cyclone. They've learned to be just adaptable and resilient in their situations. And it's just great to watch them take on those challenges, especially with new friends, with people coming and going. I think they've learned that who they are and how they can become leaders within, you know, their group of friends as well. And so it's something that we observed when we went back to Australia last, this was 2 years ago. They were really glad to come back to Vanuatu. They missed Vanuatu. They missed their home. They and they also saw that they were a little bit different from their old friends and peers and cousins, in a way where what took their attention was different to some of their friends as well. And that was great to watch. Fragile ambitions start to flicker in. Yeah.
This anger once found true. These hollow illusions are nothing next to you. I need the anger. I've been swayed and torn. Drive me to the waters of what is beautiful. We have this anger. We have this anger. We have this anger. We have this anger.
I'm Grace Buckman, and today we're speaking with Lucian and Jaylen Tabakaru, an Aussie missionary family from Brisbane in Australia. And I know you're quite involved in a lot of different facets. So Jay, you mentioned the rugby, and of course you've got youth and the hospital and disaster recovery side. What has that looked like for you in terms of obviously moving to Vanuatu and starting there? Did you have one ministry first and then it branched out, or did you have a plan for what you would do?
We came over to Vanuatu. Basically, God had given us a word to go, and we came out on a bit of a scoping mission on a holiday, so to speak, but really with the intention to just figure out what was here. And we'd never been to Vanuatu, and so
God had specifically told us Vanuatu through fasting and prayer.
Yeah, and so when we when we got here, God really did confirm that in our hearts as well, and through word as well. And so we went back to Australia and we sold up everything. We made plans to come. But I guess we did it a little bit different to a whole lot of other missionaries, because although we'd spoken to a lot of organisations, we just didn't feel like God was leading us to go with any particular organisation. And we just felt God say, just go. Go and he will establish something once we arrived in the country. And so we did, and that we weren't here long before God opened the doors to a medical center where I serve. So I serve with Medical Santo. It's based in Luganville town, and it's a non-for-profit organization
Christian.
That serves about 200 patients, or a little over 200 patients some week. And so I have the opportunity to go in and just to see people that have all sorts of challenges in their life come and receive great medical care from volunteer doctors and nurses with, you know, Australian and Western type medicine and practices. And we get the opportunity to share with them, to pray with them, to comfort them. So it's a great ministry, but it was certainly something that we had no idea where God was leading us in the very beginning. And he opened the doors and made a way. And I've been there with Medical Center now 4.5 years, and it's been fantastic. Such a blessing to the Nevan and the expat community here in Santo.
Yeah, so Lucian's just nearing completion of a medical building extension as well. It's great to see the growth of the clinic, and it's wonderful, given that his mum shared that word that he said he'd build a hospital one day in the Pacific. It's not a hospital as such, but it's a clinic, a double-story clinic extension. So it's amazing to see God just definitely bring that about. But obviously I do the rugby program several times a week, and we've got up to 40 children that come and go from that. So my prayer is always that it's a place of belonging and hope, and just a point of connection with the children and encouraging them in what's going on in their families. But my number one passion is my teenage girl program that God has put on my heart. So the name of that program is Shine Out Island Girl, which is an amazing just vision God's put on my heart actually at the beginning of this year. And so that program is actually specifically, I'm writing it for girls aged 13 to 19 years old. And it's a 10-week program, and we address different issues of life. But I'm writing it, and it's based on Ephesians 1. So we're looking at their identity, worth and value as daughters of the King, and they've got an opportunity to also accept Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. And we have lots of fun. It's really, really interactive. And it's great to be using my teaching skills and writing that. And my heart is to see that program. I'm currently piloting it to two groups, a very small group of just eight girls, and then a large group at a local boarding school. So once I finish writing it towards the end of this year, next year we'll multiply our groups. And my heart is to see in time the program go out to all of the islands, all 83 islands. But I'm currently training up a local Ni Vanuatu woman, and she's the presenter. So I feel God's given me the vision that I'm to train up other women to present. I'm just the writer and organise. And, yeah, so God's been really faithful with that. And continue to pray He'll send sponsors to sponsor that program.
I was just thinking, did I turn out to be who I wanted to be when I was dreaming? Back when I was 16, back when I met Jesus, how it felt in my heart to know that God was love and how it really sees us. I still believe it. Just because I'm a believer doesn't mean I don't forget that my heart is a deceiver. There's doubts in my head, but I belong to a Redeemer who's not finished with me yet. I could break it all and He'd make it all new. That's the gospel truth. Gospel truth. I was just thinking, sitting in the backyard, watching my two little girls swinging. Hope I'm a good dad, God knows that I'm not perfect, but I'm keeping my eyes on the one who is. Even though I hurt him, He still calls me friend. Just because I'm a believer doesn't mean I don't forget that my heart is a deceiver. There's doubts in my head, but I belong to a Redeemer who's not finished with me yet. I could break it all and He'd make it all new. That's the gospel truth.
Thank God, thank God, thank God.
That's the gospel truth.
Thank God, thank God, thank God.
Did I turn out to be who I wanted to be when I was dreaming? Back when I was 16. Yeah, I may be a believer, that doesn't mean I don't mess up. Cause His heart's in my witness, but He's still filling my cup. For Him I wish I could be better, but He says that I'm enough. It's done and there's nothing I could do. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank God, thank God, thank God.
That's the gospel truth.
Thank God, thank God, thank God.
Oh, it's the gospel truth.
Thank God, thank God, thank God.
Oh, it's the gospel truth.
Thank God, thank God, thank God.
I'm Grace Buckman, and today we're speaking with Lucian and Jaylen Tabakaroo, an Aussie missionary family from Brisbane in Australia. So where you said always looking for more sponsors as well. So for anyone listening who does have a heart for missions or would love just to hear more about you or support, where are they able to do that?
But a website, and so that is www.4thevanuatu.com. We also have an Instagram with the same name for the One Vanuatu. We've got a private Facebook page and an email address. So perhaps if they reach out on our website, then I can follow up with how to access those other avenues for communication.
And I do have one final question as well. So for anyone who is listening who maybe has a heart for missions, what advice or encouragement would you have for them, even taking the first step or if that's something that they do feel that tug of God and call to?
I've heard it said, now I don't know how clear this statistic is, but I've heard that it said that up to about 90% of people that have a heart for mission don't actually go, because of finances. And so they're discouraged because they don't know how they're going to be able to do it and how be able to get there. And certainly I think our family is a testament of God's faithfulness and grace. I would say if God's put it on your heart, just get up and go. Obviously you have to have some wisdom about that, and you need to pray and seek God and talk to people with wisdom, your pastors, friends, family as well. But certainly take that leap of faith, and you'll never regret it, because I've seen it in our family where, whether it's been through disasters where we've lost roofs, whether it's been through where we haven't had enough money for food, or sometimes even for rainwater because we haven't had the rainwater tanks available, God has just come through time and time and time again, through health, through finances, through giving us opportunity in ministry, and also building relationships. And we see the fruits of that through our children. We see the fruits of it in the community. We see the fruits even in our lives, of how God has taken our personalities and our lives and molded us into something a lot different to what we were when we left Australia. Take that leap of faith, because you'll never regret it.
As Nike says, just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good slogan. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Thank you for that advice and encouragement. I love your heart for missions, but also your heart just for following God and being obedient and taking that step in that. I think it's, yeah, very, very important. So thank you both for this time today on History Makers. It's been a real blessing to hear more about your ministry and what you're doing. And for anyone listening, make sure you do check out their website, the Instagram as well, and the email. We'll have that linked in the description wherever you're watching or listening as well. So God bless you both. God bless your ministry. And we'll see you in the next History Makers episode.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.